Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. I'm Lenny Baticki, and coming up in this show, we'll chat with a former voice from Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, now the host of Speeding Through History, Jim Zufall. Then we'll speak with a man from Auto Fair, Ed Fossell, and we'll have a conversation with the host of Ohio Dirt Track Podcast, Jacob Horde. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out in Pennsylvania, Lincoln Speedway. The 410's going to Danny Dietrich. The Legends portion of the show, that's Lincoln Kirshner in victory lane. The World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars. We're down in Alabama, Talladega Short Track. Bill Balog and David Gravel in victory lane. Virginia at Dominion Speedway. Keelan Harvick crowned Legends Winter Heat Pro Division Champion. Good job, young man. In North Carolina at Gastonia, Kyle Hardy made the trip and got the win. At Hickory, it was former midget champion Jade Avedisian. And in Tennessee at I-75, the dirt late model win going to Ricky Weiss. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, you probably have heard his voice at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Now he's the host of the new Speeding Through History, Jim Zufall, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Hey, Jim, welcome back to the show. Loved hearing you when I was up there at PPMS. But this Speeding Through History, I think, is a documentation of what a lot of us need to be watching and following. That's why I wanted to have you on. First off, where'd you get the idea to do this?
Well, I have to tell you, more than a couple of people came to me and said, look, you know Don pretty well. You're not announcing anymore. You have time. Like, I have all this time on my hands. Why don't you sit Don down and sit a couple of other guys down?
And Don's your co-host, right? Don Gamble?
Don Gamble is my first guest out of hopefully many, many more. He's now 7 episodes in. Sorry, I should have said Don Gamble, host of Rappin' on Racin'. And I should tell you, Rappin' on Racin', his radio now podcast, radio show now podcast, he is in his 5th decade of Rappin' on Racin'. Now, Lenny, is that any good?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Five decades.
We should all be, hoping to be able to just think that far ahead, much less to have earned the place that Don Gamble, the first guest on Speeding Through History with our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Jim Zufall, has had. So what have you guys been talking about on the air? And first off, tell folks where they can see and hear Speeding Through History.
Well, let me finish my first thought, and
sure.
That is, how did this all come about? Everybody said, you know Don so well, here's what you need to do. Telling everybody what I need to do, and that is sit them down, record them, and write a book. Well, I have neither the time or the talent to write a book, and you have a podcast. Lenny, the internet's written in ink. It's going to be there forever. So I said, I can do a podcast. Let's do this. So I said to Don, you want to do this? He said, it would be great. So 10 minutes before the first episode, I came up with the title Speeding Through History, and that's what it has been ever since, and everybody seems to like that. So what we do, first of all, we talked about, I just said, Don, show number one, I said, Don, I want to summon a teenage Don Gamble and find out where this all started. And we've basically gone through his life in 7 episodes and all the people he's encountered and some of the good and some of the bad and some of the ugly. And it's been really fun. And definitely Don is my first, but not my last guest. As with any sport, but racing in particular, there are so many people, generations of people, Lenny, who have stories to tell. There's a family in this area, Walters, the Walters family, Larry, Jeff, and Colton Walters, 3 generations, all still driving, with Larry driving occasionally, even in his 80s.
80s plus. Hold on a second, Jim. Jim Zufall, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, host of the all-new Speeding Through History. It's a half-hour podcast. We'll let him tell you where to be able to listen to it, but it's convenient for all here listening today. speeding through history with Jim Zufall. And speaking of pro fabrication, Headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it just a click of a mouse away, including their new Gasco gaskets at profabrication.com. So back to my question, where can folks hear it?
All right, a couple of places. First of all, these are going to live on my YouTube channel. And my YouTube channel is just me. It's Jim's, sorry, I should clarify. It is James Zufall. So if you want to look me up, I'm James Zufall on YouTube. The easier way is to go to Facebook and look me up on Facebook. And I am Jim Zufall on Facebook. And just click around till you find what looks like the right guy doing the right thing. You know, you'll see the videos on there. There are two other Facebook pages, which, of course, we can access from anywhere on the planet. One is called Decades of Dirt Racing, and the other is Western Pennsylvania Racing History. As soon as this thing hits my YouTube channel, I put a link to each of those Facebook groups. Now, you will have to join the groups if you want to see them. Come into my Facebook page, Facebook.com/Jim Zufall. That's free. You don't have to join anything. Just watch them there. But again, James Zufall on YouTube is where you can find them. You'll see all seven episodes, plus something I did about a year ago with somebody else.
Wow. Jim Zufall, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, host of the all new seven editions in Speeding Through History, available where he said his first guest, Don Gamble, chatting about all kinds of things. What was the one jaw dropper that you could tell us about that Gamble gave you here with about 60 seconds left?
So we dedicated one program. We wanted to talk about race officials, but he said, no, I want to talk about one race official. And that was Lewis Smokey Shemp. Lenny, I think you've had some experience with Smokey, the pit steward of Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, the pit steward at Lernerville. Stories that Don held back on are probably the ones we all wanted to hear about, but he was pretty smart in editing, self-editing as he went along. Smokey Shemp continues to be such a character. He's pretty hard-nosed on the track, but as we agreed, he's a big old teddy bear.
Speeding Through History, Jim Zufall, former voice at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thank you for taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. If you download it today, you get station listening and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today. Available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's not about the cars, the speed, the action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them, the ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. joining us next on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Our guy at Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway coming up the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th of April. Ed Fossell. Hey, Ed, welcome back to the show. And I understand from the guys around that the car clubs are going to be massive this time. What kind of stuff have you been doing? It sounds like it's going to be huge.
Lenny, great to be speaking with you again, sir. And yes, Team Auto Fair has been working the phones, working the shows, working overtime. We have got records, buddy, records. 55 car clubs, over 1,130 cars registered for Auto Fair out on the show field.
Man, that is an awesome amount of work in the cars and these clubs. They really put it to them. Jeep clubs coming. Can you name some other clubs that are, you know, going to bring some of their stuff that we can see?
We've got Jeep clubs. We've got European clubs. We've got Rat Rods. We've got Chryslers, Fords. We've got everything. You want a Ferrari? There's a bunch of Ferraris, man. Come on.
Man, we love all the cars at Auto Fair, Charlotte Motor Speedway. This year, it's the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th of April, and it's going to be huge. Joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline is Ed Fossell from Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway to chat with us about all the things there. But speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including their new Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. So, Ed, we're kind of children of the 80s and 90s. I found out that the most bodacious automotive awesomeness is coming. You're going to bust out the mixtapes and neon bracelets and acid wash jeans for Radwood by Haggerty. Man, that's going to be some pretty cool stuff. You still got some tapes from the 80s and 90s?
I got tapes from the 80s and Radwood. And what's the... Miami Vice. I mean, yes, 80s and 90s are going to be coming in with Radwood. They are going to be on the infield, hundreds of cars from that era.
And that's going to be something. I could just see our guest, Ed Fossell of the ProFabrication.com hotline with his Miami Vice look. Oh, that'll be awesome. A car show and a party. That is Radwood, part of Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Radwood by Haggerty. That is one I'm excited to see. Bikes, cars, all the 80s and 90s. Going to be fantastic. That is a must-see. Don't forget about the Heritage Collection. That'll be across the way at the 1010th track. But so much more. And I understand, Ed Fossell, that you've dug up some movie and TV rides that are going to blow us away. What you got?
We've got special TV movie rides. You want a Twister truck, the 1984 Jeep Honcho from the movie Twister. Helen Hunt drove it. Bill Paxton drove it. This is a real deal, screen used, and Dorothy is in the back.
Oh, my, that is awesome. But I understand you got a few more. What else you got?
We've got a tribute, Magnum Ferrari, Magnum P.I. Remember Magnum P.I.?
Yes.
We've got one of his tribute Ferraris. We've got a Back to the Future DeLorean. It's going to rock. We've got the piece de resistance, right?
Yeah.
Graceland has been so nice. Graceland has agreed to lend us the 1975 Dino Ferrari that Elvis drove.
Oh, wow. Elvis's Ferrari going to be a part of this year's Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Auto Fair. And we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with Ed Fossell. Speaking of Elvis, I understand that Graceland is sanctioning a special Elvis event within Auto Fair. What's that?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, they are, man. This is sanctioned by Graceland all weekend long. We're going to have an Elvis tribute contest, and the winner will be announced Saturday afternoon on stage as we're judging the cars for our best of show.
And that is going to be awesome. An Elvis contest sanctioned by Graceland, a part of this year's Auto Fair, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Now, there's some unveiling to be done as well. One of them, especially one of our friends. What can you tell us about our unveils?
Well, we've got our friend, the show's friend, everybody's friend, and popular toy makers. David Ankin will be unveiling his brand new creation, his brand new ride at Auto Fair. Never been seen before. No more details available. You have to come after the show to see it. It's going to be awesome. We have got Kicker Audio out of Oklahoma. Kicker Audio, everybody knows them. They are going to unveil their latest creation, the Wall of Sound. It is being constructed right now, and it will only be available to be seen at Auto Fair. Unveil.
Wow. I bet we'll be trying to slide in our Bon Jovi or Duran Duran stuff from the 80s, all a part of Auto Fair. And those great folks from Kicker Audio bring you their Wall of Sound. Just one of the many rad things that you'll be able to see April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Charlotte Motor Speedway's Auto Fair. Chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline is Ed Fossell. Now, Ed, you got a drag race coming up the end of the month. Heard some celebs might come over and see us.
We've got celebrities from NHRA, and these are Hall of Famers, my friend. Daryl Gwynn, multi-time NHRA race-winning champion. We've got three-time Top Fuel champion Shirley Muldowney coming in to sign autographs both Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, that is going to be something. Gwynn, Muldowney, TV cars from Magnum PI, and Elvis, and Elvis contest, and of course, thousands of cars, all a part of the Bodacious Era automotive awesomeness, the world's largest automotive extravaganza, as we've called it. Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway, plus Radwood by Hagerty right there. You got to come out to Charlotte Motor Speedway. Ed Fossell, thank you for joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, you can go to CharlotteMotorSpeedway.com for all the information about April 3rd, 4th, and 5th's Auto Fair, including Radwood by Hagerty and all the things our friend Ed Fossell said, plus much, much more. We'll see you in April at Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Ed, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
It's not about the cars, the speed, the action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them, the ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun, fantastic weekend this September as we host New England's only NASCAR playoffs weekend with lots of fun activities, premium experiences, thrilling racing, and of course, one of the best NASCAR camping experiences around. Cup, trucks, mods, and it's locked in for this September. Keep an eye on NHMS.com, September 19th through the 21st, New England's big track.
Are you the next big star ready to rock Music City's NASCAR stage? Nashville Super Speedway is launching a search for one incredible local artist or band to headline the 2025 NASCAR Weekend pre-race concert. The top 10 will face off in a fan vote with a final showdown on Broadway in front of celebrity judges. Join the ranks of Music City's best and submit your performance video at NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com by March 6th for your chance to be Nashville's next rising star.
Cookout, char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, you may know him from the Ohio Dirt Track podcast. You may know him on X's Horde, the race watcher, Jacob Horde, who just got done printing out a great article on the sprint car season coming up in Ohio. And Jacob, if my calendar is right, Attica starts some point this weekend. You got World of Outlaws, High Limits, Fast, All-Star, Circuit of Champions, the Attica Fremont Series. Sheesh, that's a lot of stuff to keep up with. Welcome to the show. Who's going to do what this year? You're the man with all the answers.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me on, Lenny. You know, like you said with that article, I think, I think Cap Pendry's probably going to be the guy to beat, barring anything unforeseen. You know, he won 8 times last year, and they're going to stay local, hit Attica Fremont, AFCS, you know, and we have guys like Cale Thomas and Caleb Henry. They're running the All-Star Circuit of Champions now, so they won't be racing in Ohio weekly. So we're just going to have to see if, you know, a guy like Zeth Sabo, Trey Jacobs, you know, they're going to be racing in Ohio weekly. We'll see if they can step up and take the fight to Cap weekly.
And we'll be watching on X. Horde Race Watcher, Ohio Dirt Track Podcast, OhioDirt.com on the internet. And we're chatting with a guy from both those places, Jacob Horde, on the ProFabrication.com hotline about the Buckeye State and all the sprint car action there. Well, you mentioned Attica Fremont. We know the Kings Royal at Eldora. Of course, Atomic does their things of that nature. You know, there's some movement in tracks all the time. Are you starting to see energy from, some of the other tracks that are, pushing forward with sprints? Sharon always does a good job. Raceway 7. I mean, the place is, got so many great facilities. Is one elevating over the winter to kind of come up into the top echelon of the conversation?
I don't know. I think we're all kind of, we have our normal sprint car tracks here in Ohio with, you know, your Attica, Fremont, Wayne County, Sharon, and Atomic. But there are 8 other tracks in Ohio that are hosting at least one 410 race this upcoming season. And there's some tracks like Jackson County down south. I don't know when the last time they had sprint cars there or when the last time they had sprint cars there. But I've heard good things about Skyline Speedway. They're hosting a couple races. And you never know, but you know, I think it's going to be our main five are going to be the main five. They're the ones that race weekly and elevate our sport.
You spoke about Wayne County, and we're chatting with Jacob Horde from the Ohio Dirt Track Podcast, Horde the Race Watcher on X. He is on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. Wayne County, new ownership and new ownership within one of the series. What can you tell us about those folks and how pivotal will Wayne now be within the mix of things that are happening in Ohio sprint car racing?
Yeah, so with Rich and Shelley Farmer taking over both the All-Stars and Waynesfield, there was a lot of questions about both of them. And, you know, Rich and Shelley obviously have a lot of irons in the fire with Fremont and a bunch of other stuff within the city of Fremont. And they decided to, you know, go ahead and promote another series and promote another track. Granted, Waynesfield has about a 5 race schedule, I think, which is probably about right. They've been leaning more towards like that special event kind of track the last few years with Larry running the show. But it's always nice to have Waynesfield back, and I know that Rich and Shelley are going to have that place in tip-top shape. So I'm excited to get back to Waynesfield in 2025. And I'm excited to see what Rich and Shelley can do with the All-Stars, because they're putting up a lot of money for the All-Stars, and they have a good group of racers that are going to be with them week in and week out.
If you want to follow Ohio Sprint Car Action, the Ohio Dirt Track Podcast each week, and Horde Race Watcher on X, and we're chatting with Jacob Horde on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So the article earlier this week out and such, you predicted some drivers with as many as 10 wins, more than one of these Ohio stars. Who are some that we need to watch that might be, double digit in victory lane?
The two that come to mind for, double digit wins are going to be Cap Henry and Cole Duncan. Cap obviously got 8 wins last year, and Cole you hate to say it, but he almost had like a down year last year. You only had 7 wins, and normally he's up in that 10 range.
What Atomic didn't race enough for him?
I don't know. I mean, Atomic didn't get a 410 race in until May last year, I think. So he may have probably left some wins on the table there in the early season. But I think Cap and Cole are going to be your two guys that are going to have a good shot at 10 wins. And then I'm hoping to see guys like Chris Andrews, TJ Michael, Casey Jedrzak kind of get in to the win column. I know it's been some tough sledding for Chris as he's owned his own team for the last couple of years, but he got going pretty good at the end of last year. And TJ and the Prosser car have been doing pretty good. They just have issues with Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. So if they can get rid of that, I think they'll be good. And Casey Jedrzak got his first win too last year, so it'll be good to watch.
Yeah, I saw Brian Sabeto, and we see reports of Ashley Tackett getting back into the sprint car world. Mm-hmm. You see them challenging a couple times this year?
I think so. Definitely. You know, those younger guys, because Brian Sabeto's been racing forever. He's just getting back into the 410s, but. You know, I'll be really interested to see what Sabeto can do up north and what Ashley can do down south.
Should be fun. Ohio, a great racing state, and the Ohio Dirt Track Podcast, ohiodirt.com. Horde the Race Watcher on X. Lots of places to go to follow our guest, our friend Jacob Horde, to keep up with all the wing things and then some there in the Buckeye State. Jacob, enjoy every night of it and all the great things that are happening in Ohio racing. We appreciate you taking the time to join us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
At Hump Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at humpbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. This weekend, there are races going on from pretty much Pennsylvania down into Florida, and a lot starting to spread out and about from there. Get out, support grassroots racing. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.